try to live my life every day. Key out is drive, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have unto to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 but if that's speaking cunt,
she's cunt.
Said and true, but it tell you, you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from yet it owes your name. This facade, and now I see, dearie me, what an asshole this would be.
Big hassle.
I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Standing true, but I'm here to tell you, you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from head to your toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby cunt mouth before I fuck up your face?
Fuck out of my goddamn fucking face. Whatever.
I try to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile. Fucking imbecile.
What?
I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Conspiracy Underground, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. I want you to sit back, relax if you can. Sometimes when people are listening, they might be driving, but do the best you can and get a kick and a little sense of funny that you can get out of the news with yours truly and the right lip. Okay? That's me and Ryan, Ghost and Ryan. The left lip and the right lip here doing it on the Conspiracy Underground. Thank you for all your support. Wait till the end. You can find out how to support us even further. But without further ado, I say, why wait for anything else other than we just jump right into what you're here for? And that is the news. So again, thank you for all your support. Thank you for sending in everything that you guys do. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Or Thursday. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the Lunatic Fringe, the Left Lip Ghost, and with me as always is the Radical One, the Right Lip, Ryan motherfucking Dean, where he's hailing from parts unknown, where he's getting his giggity on in the foothills of Appalachia. How are you, my friend?
Ooh, nice spot. I didn't know I was there this week, but I love it.
You never know where you are.
It's always a surprise to me, just as much as it is to whoever listens. But yeah, man, it's great up here. Just, you know, enjoying life, the peaceful house, and you know, the dogs, and it's great, dude.
Nice.
You, me, and Joe all made a little bit of Chinese food this weekend.
Oh, I ordered Chinese. I did not make it.
You ordered.
I ordered. Well, I took the cheap way out. Well, not really the cheap way, but the easy way. But yeah, I Ordered Chinese.
What'd you get?
I got chicken Szechuan style.
Oh, hello.
Then I got a shrimp spicy lo mein.
Okay, not bad.
And then I got a shrimp curry.
Ooh, curry.
Curry shrimp, yes.
I don't know if I like curry from Chinese places. I do like Indian food, and I like curry.
Yeah, it's a different type of curry. Like it has a little kick to it. I always put extra shit in to make it spicy. And then I had to get my egg roll on. So I ordered egg rolls. Can't go wrong with egg rolls.
Fuck egg rolls, dude. I love egg rolls.
Yes.
They're insane. We always had that question. I think we did it on the tavern a couple times. Egg roll, crab puff, or dumpling?
Egg roll all day.
Yeah, I mean, a good crab puff's kind of hard to beat if there's actually crab in there.
Yeah, you can't put that imitation shit in.
Well, no, I don't mind the imitation shit because it's real food. I mean, it's fish. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's nothing but soy.
No, it's haddock. It says it right on the thing.
There might be very slim traces of haddock in it. You need to pull up a YouTube video on how imitation crab is made. It is disgusting.
Paste of deboned and minced white fish. That's a surimi fish. That's what it is. Not haddock. It's surimi. I understand it's gross. You know, it's processed as fuck. But yeah, there's no soy in there.
Oh, yeah. I watched how it's made, man.
Okay.
And they did an episode on imitation crab, and I was like, ugh.
Who did?
How It's Made. It was a show on the History Channel years ago.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah, dude, I'll go for it, but I like when there's more crab in there than fucking cream cheese. It's not a cream cheese puff. It's a fucking crab puff, so I don't know what the deal is, but... Get me all worked up now thinking about this. But no, you know, just for me, man, I made a little fry rye.
Ooh.
Did a little bacon fry rye. Turned out great.
Nice.
And some lettuce wraps, which I fuck with heavy.
I know you do. You've been fucking with them for about 2 years now almost.
Yeah. They're in the rotation of things I make. And tonight I'm making Greek bowls, and my birthday's tomorrow.
I was just going to say that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah,
because when this drops,
listening to this,
yeah, it will be your birthday.
Yeah, big 34-year-old, feel like a big boy, and
so big.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it should be a nice chill day. Hopefully, not much work to do, and I get to fucking watch some UFC this weekend.
And 2 weeks after your birthday is my birthday.
That's true. That's true. It's a Pisces thing, I guess.
Yes, I was just gonna say it's a Pisces thing, bitches.
Did you see the new... So we would supposedly be Aquariuses with the new thing. I'm not buying that shit, though.
Aquarius or Aries?
Aquarius. The water bearer.
Huh.
The water bearer.
Well, I don't know, because my birthday is the last day of Pisces, and the next day starts Aries. So, like, I border both signs. Like, I have some traits of both.
Oh, you might actually... It's the 21st?
20th.
20th. You might actually be a Pisces still.
Okay.
So, yeah, either way, but yeah, I'm going with it, dude. I'm trying to learn more about that stuff, you know? It's just...
You know what? Let me see if I can download this clip real quick. I actually have...
Come on!
Sorry, did you hear all that?
I just heard some static.
Okay, good. That's all I needed you to hear. let me get to this, and...
Got a little porn pulled up on the other window there?
Not really.
Took you a minute to answer.
A Pisces will...
It's not exactly porn per se.
Yeah, it's AI generated. So it's not real.
Dude, I bet you they could make some crazy AI generated porn.
Oh, I'm sure. Because you see some of the... I don't know.
Deep fakes
and AI shit that almost look real of like someone talking about something, but people out there, if you're not familiar and you don't know exactly, watch the lips when they speak. Now, it'll give it away because they're just slightly off and there's a little bit of blur. I watch people's lips in real life when they speak because I have hard of hearing. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I tend to read lips as well because some people mumble and talk quietly and it's like, dude, I can't fucking hear you. So I taught myself how to do that.
I'm a big eye contact kind of girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I love good eye contact.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, that's, it's funny that you say that you look at people's mouths when they talk because I feel like it's like that's like a dumb person thing. But the way that you say it and the way that you need to do it makes sense.
Right.
Like it makes very much sense.
But. Yeah. And not only that, it's I do it in a way that you really don't know that
when you meet
that I'm doing it, if that makes sense. Because I'm usually standing back a little bit further so it looks like I'm just looking at you in your eyes, but I'm actually looking at your lips and reading them. If I can't hear you. If not, I'm staring you in your eyes.
Maybe if you got a little closer to people, you could hear them better.
Or if they just learned to speak up.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're intimidating to them.
Oh, I could be. I am I do look like Sloth from Goonies.
Everyone's intimidated by you. You just enter a room and you're intimidating.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding. With those glasses, you're not, but...
Right.
I was scared when I first met you. It's like, oh God.
You fucking liar.
This guy's gonna fuck me up, dude.
He's from Wisconsin.
Did you pull up that clip, or were you able to find it?
Yeah, I have to download it here quick.
I can only give you so many compliments before.
I know.
I need to roll something.
Let me do this one and this one.
But yeah, man, I'm excited for this coming weekend, big UFC event for my UFC fans out there.
Heck yeah.
UFC 313.
Ooh.
Got Alex Pereira fighting.
Nice.
It's always fun.
All right. So I have two clips. We'll play both of them.
Zodiac.
A Pisces will betray you at all cost. Just when you realize you know them, they will turn cold. Yes, that's what they say. That's what you've probably heard from those who could never truly understand them. That a Pisces is a traitor in disguise, that just when you think you have them figured out, they change. Like the tides, like the phases of the moon. But here's the truth. A Pisces never betrays. A Pisces does not turn cold without reason. They do not walk away for fun. They do not betray. They react. If a Pisces grows distant, it's not because they've stopped caring. It's because they've felt something shift before you even noticed. Their intuition is their greatest gift and their deepest curse. They can sense the energy in the air, the slightest change in your words, the unspoken emotions you think you've hidden so well. They pick up on every unsaid thought, every subtle action, every hesitation in your touch. And when they feel like they are being taken for granted, when they realize they are pouring love into a cup that will never be full, they begin to withdraw, not as a betrayal, but as a form of protection. You see, a Pisces gives love like an ocean, vast, deep,
squirting,
endless. They do not love in halves. They give everything, their soul, their heart, their energy. It all belongs to the ones they cherish. But what happens when that love is not valued? What happens when they realize they are holding on to someone who does not hold on to them the same way? They pull back. They retreat into their own world, not because they have turned cold, but because they are saving themselves from the pain of loving someone who does not love them with the same depth. A Pisces does not betray. They endure. They stay long after they should have left. They give chances when none are deserved. They forgive even when it breaks them. They love so selflessly that people mistake their eventual departure as betrayal, when in reality, it was a final act of self-respect. A Pisces will never turn their back on you unless you have given them no choice. They will never walk away unless they have felt unappreciated for far too long. So no, a Pisces does not betray. They love too much, they stay too long, they give too deeply, and sometimes they just can't do it anymore. So Pisces people, does it sound like home?
Yeah, we're super fucking cool, huh, Ghost?
We are. But, dude, I came across that just spontaneous. I was like, yo, like, that's like me to a T. Like,
yeah, I
in certain, you know, some things not, but I don't know.
I don't feel like you're a selfless lover. I feel like you like a little head when you're.
Oh yeah, so. And I like thumb in. I'm a thumb in kind of guy.
Thumb in hand job.
Oh yeah, like check my oil all day long.
Oh, thumb in your ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought you meant thumb in handy. Yeah, I actually feel really like that. Even though, dude, I think a lot of this shit's corny. You know what I mean?
It is.
But at the same time, it's fun. It's a fun conversation. That feels a lot like what I just went through without the love thing. I didn't really feel like love.
Right.
I just felt it was a friend,
mm-hmm.
very good friend type thing, but I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of awkward to talk about and shit, but yeah,
we're not like here for counseling, bud.
Huh?
We're not here for counseling.
I know.
That's off the air.
Yeah.
When I'm holding you while you're weeping and crying and sucking your thumb.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, dude, that is something that I felt, because I felt like she should have been out of here a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's, but, you know, at the same time, I was kind of, I guess, weak for not doing it earlier. I don't know.
Everything happens in its right spot.
That's what I say.
Here's the second one I have.
Okay. Let's see.
When you meet a Pisces, you think they're quiet. When you talk to them, you wish they were quiet. When you know them, you'll be scared when they're quiet. Pisces still has a smile on their face. Even when they're sad, Pisces mouths get real disrespectful when they get mad. That's why they don't like to argue. Pisces are the realest ones who deal in facts. Single Pisces are casually flirty or oblivious to flirting. Pisces don't like compromising, but they'll do it for the right person. Pisces prefer their relationships to be more private than public. Pisces will forever be the outcast, the lone wolf, the black sheep. And they're okay with that. If you piss off in Pisces, they can ignore you so hard that you'll question your own existence. Pisces have a very individualistic spirit and need time to themselves to recharge. When a Pisces tells you how they feel, they mean it. It takes a lot for them to open up to someone. Pisces will get mad at you and block you. Pisces have their masters in reverse psychology. Pisces tend to be stubborn, yet they are extremely genuine. Pisces can look you dead in the face while you're talking and not hear a word you said. Pisces tend to have very thick skin, so nothing can really break them emotionally, unless it's coming from someone they really care about. Pisces loves weird and quirky people, and those with big hearts. Pisces are quiet thinkers. You'd be surprised at how many different things they think about on a daily basis.
Wow.
Pretty on point.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one more, I think.
Yeah, the other one was pretty good. There was things that were said that I was like, oh, I can resonate with, but the second one I was just like, oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, you don't. That's why we don't really like to argue, because we just go fucking ballistic.
Yeah, I just see red and black out.
Yeah, but it takes a lot to get there, at least for me.
Yeah, I black out and there's a fucking dead body next to me.
Yeah, and your thumb's up your ass. You're like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, I'm just that badass.
Was it making me horny?
Yeah, yeah, dude. No, I don't know. I feel like with all those things, and I say this all the time when Zodiac shit gets brought up, I feel like it can almost relate. Like, you can find what relates to you in every single one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, I also have traits of being a Sigma, which I recently...
isn't that like a Beta?
No. Sigmas are like people that can just like totally just cut you off. You're done. Like, I don't know. It's... I have to look more into it. Someone was like, yeah, you're a Sigma. And I'm like, what? Like, dude, yeah, you just don't give a fuck. Like, someone crosses you, you're done.
Well, a Sigma male is a male who is highly independent, self-reliant, and operates out of outside of traditional social hierarchies, often considered a lone wolf. Okay. That's what I wanted to say, too, when that thing said, like, they're lone wolves. Just be like, yeah, dude, we're fucking lone wolves, man. It sounds cool.
Ooh.
But who doesn't actively seek dominance like an alpha male, but instead values autonomy and solitude. So, I mean, you're not quite an alpha, but you kind of have similar characteristics, I guess. Like, you kind of carve your own path.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should have looked up the definition before just saying, oh, okay. I got told that. I was like, oh, all right, cool. But they explained it differently. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You cut out your own path and emphasize your own self-worth.
Okay.
Which, yeah, you can't stop talking about yourself all the time.
I know. Like, I constantly keep doing this. I'm just like, fuck, Ghost, you are so fucking beautiful. Those glasses. So oh, my God. I bet you finger your butthole every night.
Wow.
Whoa, what?
Who said that?
who's here?
Well, let's see. I got a few different videos. I don't know if you had anything that you wanted to roll into right after those lovely clips.
I have one. I have two on Zelensky, one on the New York school system, and a funny one.
Yeah, let's do the Zelensky ones, because that was a big story. I saw that shit everywhere, and I saw some great AI edits where they had, like, a fight. Yeah, like... And I think it was Vance, and there was one where Vance and Zelensky get into a fight, and Trump's trying to break it up, like, referee it.
Yeah.
And then there was one where Zelensky just fucking rocks Trump, and he just falls down in his chair. It was pretty funny.
You gotta love the satire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, roll one of your Zelensky clips, and then if I don't have the same one as you.
Okay, so this one deals with what you were just talking about, the exchange in the Oval Office with Trump and J.D. Vance and what have you. I came across this because I did watch a lot of it, like the whole clip.
Okay.
But I wasn't paying as close attention as this dude did. But I did notice the time when the energy just kind of shifted and things went kind of what everybody's like, oh, it went to chaos and they started bullying. I think this will help explain it.
Okay.
So almost all of your liberal friends and a good portion of your conservative friends are going to be like, well, Trump didn't conduct himself that well during the meeting, and everybody was bullying on Zelensky. Nobody was bullying on Zelensky. If you go back and you watch that, because I've watched it like 4 times now, just to confirm what I heard, my wife is Estonian. She grew up under the Soviet Union. And when the Soviet Union occupied her country, they made it illegal for her or anybody to speak and teach their native language. So in school, they had to learn Russian. Everything had to be taught in Russian. Everything had to be done in Russian. She can read Cyrillic. She can speak Russian. I can speak Russian. So as I was listening to this, when Trump was talking, Zelensky muttered something under his breath. And you could tell, like, when he did this, his little head shake, which is like a kind of like a Freudian slip. He was not in agreement with some things that Trump was saying. And of course, we all know Trump likes to talk. That's his big thing. He's a talker. Well, while he was talking about the accomplishments that he has done in stopping other wars, under his breath, Zelensky muttered "suka,"
like a shithead, kind of, right?
Now, if you don't know what that is, he called Trump a bitch.
Oh.
And Trump has been on the global stage for quite a while. So President Trump has done business all across this planet. And you may think, because he doesn't outwardly portray that he is a highly educated person and also very fucking culturally aware, the demeanor instantly changed in him, Vance, and in Rubio instantaneously. Because he said it to the point to where maybe the reporters didn't catch it. The camera did. The microphone and the camera did. And I'm pretty sure the guy sitting literally 3 feet away from him heard it. So go back, rewatch it. And that will explain why they changed their demeanor. You just called me a fucking bitch? You know how much I've fucking done for you? You know how much this country has done for you? And you haven't done anything for us? This isn't our war, motherfucker. You better be fucking saying thank you. I understand why it switched to that route. But, you know, your liberal friends and a good portion of your conservative friends are going to say, well, Trump just lost it and they were being disrespectful. But use your ears, because your ears are connected to your brain. So basically I'm saying use your brain.
Yeah, I actually heard that. I thought it was a shithead that he said in okay. Russian. But similar
shithead or yeah. Bitch, it doesn't matter either way. It's like, you got some balls, little man.
Yeah, and I mean, it's nuts for anyone to call the president a bitch to his face like that, you know? But I think there is a layer of theater to this, and I really wish, and a lot of conspiracy people brought this up, you know, especially the ones that are like nihilistic and very cynical. That like I wish you would do this with Israel too, you know, like we're gonna stop fucking doing everything for you guys,
yeah,
because we don't benefit much from it, or if anything, you know, I don't know what we benefit from protecting Israel.
They get to come over here and tell all our politicians what to do.
Yeah I mean, it's nuts. So I think that there is some theater to it. I think a little bit of it's acting. After all, they're both, you know, TV stars. They both have a past in acting.
Absolutely. And it's funny, the day before they came out holding the Epstein binders or whatever files, and then that happened. And what's everybody talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it was very entertaining. I will say it's good theater, if it is in fact theater. I like to maintain that it maybe isn't, but I have a feeling that it is. And I loved his slip up where they were like, why don't you ever wear a suit?
Yeah.
And then he goes, I might wear something like yours, might wear something nicer than yours, you know, because he's got a fuck ton of money now.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of corrected himself. He's like, or maybe something not as nice as yours. Like he's either really good at looking stupid or he's really stupid.
I think it's the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did trick this country out of billions of dollars.
Yeah. Like a good actor. Zelensky is there.
State Farm's there. Yeah. Play this other one. Cause this, the one I have is more like relating to what happens after.
Okay.
What happened after, I guess.
So this is an I favorite of the show, but not a friend of the show anyway.
I favorite. Is mm-hmm. she not? What are we talking
Here
about?
Here is something that the political establishment and propaganda media don't want you to know. Ukraine's President Zelensky has just banned yet another political opposition party, one that questioned his legitimacy as president, and used Ukraine's Department of Justice to mandate the seizure of this party's members' assets. Now, this is just the latest of Zelensky's actions to do this sort of thing. He began banning major political opposition parties in 2022, when he also started banning TV channels that were associated with his political opponents. And he took over total control of Ukraine's largest television networks, now controlled by their government. Now, Zelensky's presidential term ended on May 20th. He canceled elections in the name of martial law, suspending Ukraine's constitution so that he could stay in power. Now, defenders of Zelensky will say, hey, Ukraine is in the middle of a war. They can't have elections. Just stop for a moment and think, if we accept that excuse or criteria for suspending the Constitution and canceling elections, then we should presume that leaders in our own country and our own establishment media will also use this same excuse and rationale when they suspend our Constitution and our elections, since we too are at war with Russia and China. Now, if you think this sounds crazy, look at what's already going on. They've already started conditioning us to accept a dictatorship by rationalizing their own use of our Department of Justice to target President Trump and other political enemies in their efforts to stay in power.
Yeah, she's a very pretty woman. And I say this respectfully, the most respectfully, I have seen a deep fake of Tulsi Gabbard.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think they put her like her face on like Lisa Ann's body or something too. Like,
I don't know who that is, but
yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
It's the girl that played Sarah Palin in porns.
Oh, from what was it called? Nailin Palin or whatever?
Oh yeah, now it's all coming back to you.
Huh? Yeah. Never watched that, but I know what you're talking about.
Dude, it's okay to watch porn. It's a
yeah, I just never did.
You never have watched porn.
Well, yeah, when I was younger.
Yeah, well, I was younger back when I watched Nailin Palin.
I don't know if I don't think, no, I never saw that one.
I was in high school. Yeah, they had Obama and they had Bush, George Bush.
I did watch Two Girls, One Cup, though.
Oh, that's not a porn, though. That's just like,
that's just
like,
wrong.
I think that one of the girls died from that.
That's the rumor I heard.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect when you're going to eat someone else's shit?
Yeah.
Like, ugh. It reminds me of that Biggie song. In the beginning, he's like, yeah, bitch was crazy. She wanted me to shit on her. Shit all over her chest.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can do that.
I'm up for some weird stuff, but no shit or piss.
I'm not into poop. Sorry.
No. No throw up. No poop.
I have a hard time picking up dog poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I feel like my face getting hot because I'm trying not to gag. Yeah. No, it's what was I gonna say? With what Tulsi's saying though, man, she is smart, dude. She makes a lot of sense with the stuff she says. I do enjoy.
See, people forget about that on both sides, left or right. They're like, oh, well, we got to stand. We poor Zelensky and this and that. Well, why is he banning all this opposition? Like, that's what dictators do. Right. And that's what you say Putin is, right? I know Putin.
They did that before this, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now I know Putin bans, you know, certain things in his country as well. But they're not a country like America. We're the only country like ourselves. Like, we're the only one. That's why everybody looks at us like, yo, you guys are the greatest. I seen another clip of Pitbull. It could have been old. It could have been newer. But he was on stage. He's like, if you don't like America, fuck you. Fuck you. This is the greatest country in the world. Go to the countries where we're from, and you will appreciate how great this country really fucking is.
Yeah, I mean, those communist countries, man, the people, there's a lot of Cubans in Florida that are very conservative because of what they came from and what their parents told them about and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't understand wanting that life, but I feel like it's a lot of people that have no ambitions of making money or finding themselves, like, you know, moving into a different tax bracket at some point in their lives, usually later. It happens later for most people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very rare that like a 30-year-old just makes a bunch of money. And half these fucking influencers on Instagram that act like they made a bunch of money in their early 20s and early 30s and shit, they're lying about it. Like, there's countless stories about these people faking their lives. But I am going to see what the fuck my dogs are barking at while I trigger this next clip for you.
Oh, fuck. That means I have to sit here and not hold the show together?
Well, the lady's going to speak, so you won't have to.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank God for the one listener that said that, right?
Yep.
I hope he still listens just so he hears us rip on him like casually every week.
He's like, I'm never listening to this show again. I opened a can of worms. Yeah, fuck off. Why don't you go, instead of a thumb, shove your whole fucking fist up your ass and down your throat.
Jeez. Up your ass and down your throat? Both hands?
No, same hand. Up your ass first.
Ass to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. Okay.
Maybe you can be the next human centipede. Who knows?
Dude, you know what I was talking about the other day? The Human Centipede. You know how they're making all, like, they're remaking all those kid movies into horror movies? They should do a cat dog like Human Centipede.
Oh, yeah. Do not play the clip with our boy there.
Which boy?
The comedian boy. Our boy.
Shane Gillis?
Yeah, I got the whole clip.
You do? Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll save that. I got a couple funny ones in here, actually, too.
That's the only funny one I found. Oh, and we have to go back and talk, because go take care of your dogs. Play this, and we can come back to it.
Okay. All right, here we go.
President Trump has paused all military aid to Ukraine, according to Bloomberg. According to this report, President Donald Trump ordered a pause to all military aid to Ukraine, turning up the heat on President Zelensky just days after an Oval Office blowup with the Ukrainian president. The U.S. is pausing all current military aid to Ukraine until Trump determines the country's leaders demonstrate a good faith commitment to peace. This is according to a senior Defense Department official who asked not to be identified discussing private deliberations. The official said all U.S. military equipment not currently in Ukraine would be paused, including gear in transit on aircraft and ships or waiting in transit areas in Poland. President Donald Trump is signaling to President Zelensky who is in charge and saying, I'm the boss. I will decide how this goes. And I believe he's telling him, you better get in line if you want to make a deal. As always, I want to hear what you think about all of this down below. Breaking news.
Is that girl from Jersey Breaking Shore? News,
Isn't it? Snooki?
No.
I don't know. She didn't look familiar to me.
Well, yeah, they all gotten so much plastic surgery. I forget the girl's name. There was like one that was like fairly attractive. The only one that was like minorly attractive.
I thought the situation was pretty hot.
Yeah, that's your kind of guy, yeah. Right there too.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't hear that. I don't know if you knew about that, but that's pretty fast.
Maybe that's true. Why I saw a headline today. I think it was out of MSNBC. Zelensky wants to. He said he wants to. How did they word it? Zelensky agrees to, like they worded it differently, but it was like a ceasefire with Putin, and to. Follow Trump's
orders
and you know, strong leadership or some shit like that. It was worded really weird, but I was just like,
well, yeah. I mean, it's like either go to war or continue getting billions of dollars. Hopefully he doesn't continue sending billions of dollars, right? I mean, that'd be good.
Right.
It's still going to Israel and other places too, so it's just like this was the thing that got the conservatives pissed off, and you know, no one's really mad about the Israel funding, it seems like. So.
No.
It is what it is. Hey, you know.
Reserved myself.
Do we have any more political clips?
No. I mean, the New York school one's kind of political, but it's at a local state or local level, so we can wait on that one.
Well, let's throw that up.
It's 8 minutes.
Oh, it's 10 minutes. Okay, we'll save that for a little bit.
Little bit. Oh, so what I wanted to tell you, watched a movie this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Watched the new Venom.
Oh, yeah, did you like it?
I did. I've watched every one of them. I really like Tom Hardy as an actor.
He's pretty dope.
But they named it The Last Dance. And I will say, like, they put an ending to it, but then it's Marvel. So after some of the credits rolled, they kind of left it open. But I thought it was really good. I don't know. There's like, you can't have Bane again without Tom Hardy. You can't have Venom without Tom Hardy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to do the Joker without Heath Ledger, how well he did that, because these other Jokers, I mean,
they all Joaquin suck. Phoenix,
well, Joaquin Phoenix is good, I think. He's just a great actor, though.
No.
He can't hold a candle to Heath Ledger's version.
The first one with him in it was, it was okay. The second one was a fucking musical.
Yeah, that one was stupid.
Fuck off.
I mean, that's not his call. That's because stupid fucking Lady Gaga was in it. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I think what's his face from 30 Seconds to Mars did a better.
Leto?
Yeah, did a better Joker than he did in like Suicide Squad and shit. Like
he did. I mean, he was good in that. He's actually a really talented dude, though. As fucking weird as he is,
and yeah, like, you know, and he has a cult.
Yeah, he's a very weird dude. But I mean, a lot of those weirdos are talented in one way or the other. Okay, well, check this out. This is about this dude stealing a house in Portland, and he just walks you through how to do it. It's pretty fucking interesting, actually. Here we go.
House in Portland, Oregon, and totally got away with it. So the first thing I did was find a vacant house that somebody was trying to rent. Next, I looked up how to break into a lockbox without using force. Thanks, YouTube. Next, I forged some documents. This made it look like I had a lease agreement, and I called the utility companies and had the utilities put in my name. I'm not going to pay them, but they don't know that. When the owner showed up, I politely explained that this was my house now, and they need to leave. So they call the police, and I show them my lease agreement and the utility bills, and they tell the owner that this is a civil matter, and they've got to sue me. This made the owner super angry, so she lawyers up and tries to evict me. Of course, I can't afford a lawyer, so I call up a tenant advocacy group who gives me a lawyer that's 100% free and funded by taxpayers. So my out-of-pocket is still $0. So this lawyer fights on my behalf for months and months, really driving the owner crazy and costing her tens of thousands of dollars. Finally, the owner decided it would be cheaper to just give me a chunk of cash to leave rather than continue paying the lawyer. So she writes me a check for $10,000 and I move out. I didn't even have to clean the place up, and that's a good thing because I do a lot of drugs and the house looks every bit of it. Still no thank you for aerating the walls, but whatever. So I just got 9 months of free rent in a house that otherwise would have cost me $3,000 a month, plus a nice cash for keys check. And I wasn't even charged with anything. I always thought that stealing was wrong, but it turns out if you steal a house, it's not even against the law here. So this couldn't have worked out any better. Thanks, Portland.
We just recently about upgrading our lock system into, instead of lockbox systems, keypad systems. But still, this probably is preventable on a lot of the front end that you could do as a landlord. I don't think this is fair at all. In fact, this is the number one reason why I don't invest in these non-landlord friendly states. Just for this, one of the main reasons is the easier laws to evict somebody if they're problem tenants or if they're not even true tenants. Let me know what you think about this current situation. I'll see you in the comments.
Pretty wild.
It is wild. It's funny how a white guy was narrating why a Mexican was just sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to do his reaction videos. He's probably promoting some business that he has or something, so he's got to be seen in all of his videos. But, I mean, it makes sense in some of those, like, liberal stronghold places, Portland, I'm sure Seattle's similar, places in California, you know, like Southern California, New York possibly. I mean, I don't know. I feel like tenant laws in New York can't be that strong because I know a lot of people that, you know, not, I don't know them personally, but know of people getting evicted pretty often there.
Yeah, there's some of these states with these squatter laws and what have you. You just go in and it's like, I got rights. It's like, how the fuck do you, Since when do you give rights to people that basically are stealing your property? Like, yeah. That's a criminal. No. Like,
yeah, I mean, living free. I mean, no one gets to live for free in places. You know what I mean? So unless you pay your house off, but then I'm sure you're still getting taxed and shit.
Well,
so
yeah, you got to pay your property tax and what have you. Your school taxes, this and that. But I'm sorry. I know what I would do if say I got a different position within my company or whatever, had to move, keep this house, rent it out, yada, 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 or just like whatever, and get another house in another state or whatever. We're just hypothetical here. If I came back and found someone squatting in my house, I know how the fuck I would deal with it.
Yeah.
And then I would call the cops.
Yeah. Yeah, just say he was attacking you.
Yeah.
What, are you going to believe me or him?
Yeah. Look, he even shot me.
Yeah. Well, be careful with that. You could hurt yourself.
I'm a trained professional. I watch John Wick.
Oh, yeah, dude. John Wick's so fucking badass. He's probably a Pisces, too.
I think he actually might be.
Oh, what's his name? The actor? I think.
Google it real quick.
What's his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves Zodiac. Virgo.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, September 2nd. Apparently, he's got a music group called Dogstar.
Yes. He plays the guitar.
Is it a good band?
It's not. They're not going to go in. They're not going to be Tool or, you know, anything like that. But they're all right. It's like a side, like something fun for him to do.
Let's see, since we're just going down this rabbit hole. Ooh, Rihanna is a Pisces.
Oh.
Elliot Page.
Who's Elliot Page?
That girl, Ellen Page, that transitioned to Elliot. You don't remember?
Elliot.
My name's Elliot now.
This is the only motherfucker I ever remember saying Elliot.
Who? Oh, God. E.T.
And yes, kids, this was mine from when I was a kindergarten, maybe?
That's funny, man. Yeah, there's not that many cool people that are Pisces, dude. I guess we're the coolest ones, really. Dude,
there's Ghost and Ryan motherfucking Dean.
Bruce Willis is a good one, I guess. I mean, Erykah Badu, Emily Blunt's pretty hot.
Fuck Erykah Badu. She's got, like, fucking witch pussy and shit.
Yeah, it sounds like it's probably pretty fucking good because it makes people go crazy. But yeah, man, what else you got?
I can play that New York School one.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Sure.
All right. 10
minutes.
Yep.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you? The proof that a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you to call out the names of these people? You work for me. I don't work for you. You have a duty. We are entrusting our children to you. We teach our children morals, values, when they grow up to commit crimes and end up in prison and kill a police officer. It's our fault? No, it's your fault. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am. And as long as I'm standing here on this good ground earth of God, I will fight. And this is not the last of me you will see. I'm retired. I have nothing else better to do. We can do it peacefully, or we can take it to the highest courts, because you know and I know I'm not the only parent fighting this all across America right now. Schools are trying to poison our children's minds, teaching them about things that they have no right to be taught in school.
So normally, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to just give you just a feedback for a moment.
I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering. This is peaceful.
No, I did not accuse you of that, but I would don't have a problem having a conversation with you, a peaceful conversation, which is this is not.
$6.95 per child in the middle school to buy a curriculum from readtome.org that wasn't even approved by the Board of Ed. The administrators took it upon themselves to buy these books with taxpayer dollars. How many families are struggling to pay their mortgages? Listen, by all means, you want to teach kids these things, fine. Don't do it on my dollar. Don't infringe on my religious beliefs. Don't infringe. Do you know who makes up the majority of this district? Children from police officers' families. Blues. Back the blue children. Do you know what these children feel like when they come home? Have you spoken to them? No. You're silencing them. This whole cancel culture. You're silencing the children. Where are their rights? They have no rights. Because if they don't believe in the indoctrination, the demonic, twisted, sneaky, vile acts and education, if you call it that, that you're teaching our children, they don't agree with that. They're either homophobic, they're part of a cult, they're racist. What's racist? Who defines racist? Why? Because do you know what race I am? Do you? You don't. You don't even have an idea. I could be black, I could be white, I could be Asian, you don't know. Who are you to determine that? Who is anyone to determine that? You know what? Children in the school system, children like other children, they don't look at color. Black and white children, Hispanic children, you know why they get along? Because they don't look at each other's color. So you're the racist. Not them. Not us. You're judging and dividing.
What she's saying right there at the end, when she's talking about the issues of race, she is 100% right. And like I said, she could be Jewish, she could be Italian. I'm not quite sure myself. But I do know for a fact that's a New Yorker. All right? That's the brand. All right? That's the New York brand. It's not supposed to be people laid out looking like zombies because they've had too much fentanyl. No, that's not the New York brand. The San Francisco brand, on the other hand, where there's still feces on the street, yeah, that's a brand, all right? It ain't chocolate from Ghirardelli's, okay? That ain't what's going on there. But y'all, I say this with the utmost sincerity.
I'm going to transition out of this.
As someone who has had...
I didn't realize he spoke. I thought it was her the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But man, she was on fire, and she made a lot of good points. You know what I mean? Like, these school districts and what they want to like push on young kids and what have you. Like, young kids aren't racist, and unless it's right. It's fucking like beat into them by some white trash motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you got to hate all black people.
Kids, well, black people can make their kids racist too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess anybody could. But like, she made a good point. Kids don't see color; they get along. Like, and then you have people out there like trying to make it a racial issue. When I seen a video of a, you know, it was a little white girl and her friend in school that was her best friend. They're probably first or second grade. She was black and she got braids. She's like, I want to look pretty like her. Well, why can't she? You know what I mean? There shouldn't be an issue. And if you really want to get technical, braids didn't originate with Africa. That came from Vikings.
I'm pretty sure Asians were probably braiding their hair before Vikings were around.
I don't know.
Let's see.
I think it's called an Icelandic braid.
Well, it's a French braid too, right?
Well, they have that, but the certain braids that you know a lot of people get originated from, you know, the Vikings and what have you.
Yeah, they say Egypt, South Africa. I don't know about all that, but yeah, Austria. You just love Vikings, so you always like to credit them with shit.
I don't know. That's what I've always read. South Africa's predominantly white.
I don't think it was 3,000 years ago.
No, probably not. Yeah, you're right. But
the Dutch went in there and took it. The Dutch.
The Dutch. Pass the Dutch from the... What?
Left-hand side.
Yeah, that's the Dutchie.
Okay, check this one out. Our favorite, Greg Reese.
Ooh.
Coming in.
Nice.
Victoria always sends us like a Greg Reese clip like a week or every 2 weeks at least. So we always get some good Greg Reese content. I love his content, man. I really do.
It's I do fun. Too.
So here we go. Greg Reese.
The U.S. has been having a problem lately with airplane and helicopter crashes.
An LAPD helicopter made an emergency landing, two officers on board.
Here's what we know. LAPD says one of its air support unit helicopters was doing a training exercise at the Los Alamitos training base when it had a minor training incident around 1 this afternoon. As a result, that pilot had to do an emergency landing.
A plane crash on a South Texas highway injured 4 people.
Yeah, that plane hit several cars when it landed on the access road of a highway in Victoria, southeast of San Antonio.
The plane crash happened in an intersection adjacent to a freeway overpass. Pieces of the aircraft damaged 3 vehicles on the ground. Video initially showed the plane split at the fuselage. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board looking into what caused the crash.
Pilot is dead following a plane crash in Adams County. That's according to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, currently out there on the scene. The plane was a private aircraft. It went down in a wooded area near Savage Road in Bratton Township. This all happened around 3:30 p.m. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board plan to investigate the crash.
We now have an FAA report that a military helicopter and a regional jet have collided near Reagan National Airport.
Yeah, you can see the moment of impact down there toward the bottom right-hand side of your screen. That's another plane taking off at the time. But when the camera zooms back out, you're going to see that explosion in just a moment. There it is, right there. So again, and you can see.
Another plane has crashed in another American city, and this time it is Philadelphia. A twin-engine medevac jet took off from a local airport en route to Missouri. That plane reached 1,600 feet after takeoff before plunging 11,000 feet per minute. Here is another look at the crash as it happened.
Fighter jet crash in Alaska.
We're learning more about the crash and the pilot who survived. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Video circulating online shows the F-35 crashing at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska, the pilot ejecting safely.
Yet another community is heartbroken. Residents in Nome saying it's very tight-knit. Everyone is affected by this in some way. And now investigators are focused on figuring out why this happened.
This morning, the U.S. Coast Guard releasing this photo of the mangled wreckage of the plane that vanished over open water in Alaska. 3 bodies of the 10 on board recovered.
This is out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and we are told that Novant Health is now confirming a medical helicopter crash that happened last night with 3 people injured.
Whether or not this is normal, it is being shown to us on the news more than usual, which is creating an emotional reaction. And the false narrative being pushed is that it's due to DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion hires. But there is zero evidence of this. It's simply another narrative to keep the sleepy masses busy while the solution of replacing humans with artificial intelligence is being implemented.
We're already working with an AI agent company, so they're building AI agents for this aviation data. So what you saw in America recently with the helicopter crash could have been easily preventable, because ultimately the data was there. We can look back at that crash and we can see those aircraft heading towards each other and crashing. So it wasn't the fact that the data wasn't there. It was just nobody was looking at it at the time, or certainly the people that were looking at it weren't able to do anything about it. So really what we need to be able to do is, you know, why have a human looking at it all the time? Obviously you need a human there to monitor these systems, but if you can use agents to actually detect these issues and then to report them and alert them to the air traffic controllers, then everyone can be alerted to this problem or the situation coming up and do so, actually do something about it.
Greg Reese
reporting.
I have a couple things, opinions, thoughts. If you're new to the show, I was in the Air Force from 96 to 2000. I was a weapons loader on the F-16. We, Seymour Johnson over in North Carolina. There was a time period around 98, 99, where they were losing a jet like every week. Mm-hmm. And when we say lose a jet, it went down, pilot ejected, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is going on there? This, because there was a lot of military aircraft mentioned in that video.
Mm-hmm.
This happens all the time. And why I say that is because these people that are joining the military and learning to be a pilot, whether it's a fighter pilot, helicopter pilot, a pilot on heavies, which are cargo aircraft, they're being trained. That's why they fly all these what they call sorties, missions. You go up, you do a training mission. That's called a sortie. Shit happens. They're human. People are going to make mistakes. Now, I did notice, and he touched on this. Well, Trump went after the FAA and DEI. So let's bring all these plane crashes to light. Well, didn't we see something similar in the last administration with train wrecks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Trains could be ran with AI too, you know? So yeah.
It's the perfect example of two wings, one fucking bird.
Yeah. The problem reaction solution. I feel like that Hegelian dialectic. This is interesting right here. I always like looking at these comments on these kinds of things. So this dude chimes in and he goes, data suggests that a number of aircraft accidents in the United States during the first 2 months of 2025 is lower compared to the same period in 2024. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, between January 1st and February 19th, 2025, there have been 87 aviation accidents, including 13 fatal incidents, resulting in 85 fatalities. That's from searchlight.vc. So he's putting his sources here.
Okay.
In contrast, during the same time frame in 2024, there were 123 aviation accidents with 18 fatal incidents and a total of 42 casualties. That's from Newsweek. And, I mean, that indicates that at least in those first 2 months, when they were, you know, the hyping up of this, you know, these aviation accidents was really like in the spotlight. They're doing this for some kind of narrative. Mm-hmm. And it's good that Greg Reese did touch on that, where he's like, the number of plane crashes isn't higher, but they're showing us to them more often.
Right. It's the fear porn propaganda news media. You know, it was brought to my attention. I didn't even know about it. Apparently, last Friday, there was a blackout on corporate businesses. Everybody needed to buy from mom and pops. I didn't even hear about that. I don't even know what that was about.
I didn't hear anything about that either. I didn't experience it either, because I probably went to Walmart that day. I go to Walmart almost every day just for something.
I'm glad I don't.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Especially when you live kind of far from fucking town. But yeah, man, just strange that this is the message that's put out there right now.
I think this Trump around is going to be good, because I've already seen Q type drops or not drops, videos, and it's like, oh, he's going to make a speech on this day in March, and the golden age, and the last time it was like FDR or something, and he took all the gold reserve, and Trump wants to get his back on it, and Robert.
Yeah, I mean, the gold standard would be great.
It would. You know? Abolish the IRS, great. Run the country on tariffs again like it was originally. Great. But everybody see, oh, tariff. Like, it's funny. We got this fucking douchebag that sits right behind me.
Oh, I know. You've told me.
Yeah.
You mentioned him on the show quite often.
Yeah, I do. But a certain brand of shingles that's made in Canada just announced, hey, our prices are going to go up because of these tariffs. Okay. And he's like, he's running his fucking little chops under his breath, like a little chihuahua, right? Under his breath. And I just sat there. I looked over at my boss. I said, you know, this country ran really great before the tax system came in. And it was ran all off tariffs. And every American kept all their money.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny that, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm an economics expert.
Oh, I'm not either.
I know you're not.
But I really like history, and I look into a lot of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it to where it would work. And mm-hmm. I don't care if products from overseas are more expensive. You know, if I'm not required to pay tax dollars, you know, I'll have more money anyway, you know, and it would just, I think it would probably stimulate the economy in a crazy way, you know.
And that's what it's meant to do.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, people would have more money. When people have more money, they spend it. They don't save it. Uh-uh. You know,
no. No
one saves any money ever. Like, you know, very few people are responsible with saving money.
Just like when gas prices drop, look how many people go on fucking vacations.
Right.
Just travel for like a weekend vacation. They just travel more. And it's like, I wonder why. Well, the gas doesn't need to be that fucking expensive to begin with.
Right.
Like, this country is actually energy independent. If you get rid of all the fucking stupid... Anyway.
Don't get them started on fucking gas prices, people.
Yeah, let's talk about the weather. Welcome to Worcester. The dollar's $1.25, Bishop.
Dude, I got some funny clips that I can roll into now. I don't know if you have any more serious ones.
All I have left is a funny clip.
Just one funny clip.
One funny clip.
I got a couple, so we can roll through a couple of these. This was just so funny. This is for all my little dick friends out there.
Oh, that's me.
Me too. Let's go.
Somebody please tell me what these little teeny tiny pickles are called.
Those are called We Listen and We'll Ask You How Your Day Was Pickles. I believe that that's a very average sized pickle, and it gives back rubs that are just back rubs. It's not about the size of the pickle. It's the jar that it gets to go into. It's the motion of the ocean pickle. I'm pretty sure that pickle has a great personality and would be able to make you laugh. It's a growing, not a showing pickle, okay? I mean, I get it. It's definitely not like the biggest pickle you've ever had, like the one that you get out of the barrel at the state fair. You can't even finish, but I mean, that pickle's sweet, right? The pickle's sweet. It always makes you go, oh, I wish I could have more of those little pickles. That pickle has got a good credit score, knows about Kohl's Cash. We'll take you to Joann's and Hobby Lobby on the weekend. I need help in the comments. Can we agree that's not that small of a pickle? That's a pretty average size pickle. It's all about perspective, right? Right? Like, you don't have to have a big pickle to have bread and butter energy.
Can somebody please tell me?
Bro, holy shit.
It's so good, too, because the girl's, like, attractive that's asking about the pickle, right?
Yeah.
And this guy just fucking goes in like he's fucking feeling personally attacked. I thought it was so good.
Oh, my God. But he makes good points.
I know. That pickle probably has a great personality, make you laugh.
And give you back rubs.
Yeah. Your back rubs that are just back rubs.
You got to send that one to me.
Okay, I will.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm going to send it to my boss and be like, "Here's your, you like your little pickle?
A little motivation for the day."
Yeah.
Now, this guy, I used to not like this dude, Joe Budden, but he is dope. I've started to like him a lot more. He's great. He's a very talented MC. He's a good rapper. I don't know if he's still making music, but I used to, I think when I was
back
a little
in the early
younger,
2000s, right?
What's that?
Joe Budden was from like early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a little bit before that too. Like, I'm sure he got his start in like the 90s, maybe like the late 80s or something. I don't know how old he is, but he definitely has like that persona in the hip hop world, which I don't really pay much attention to anymore. He kind of has that reputation as like the grumpy old man kind of. So yeah, this is pretty interesting. I haven't seen the whole thing. I think it's pretty short, but I just know that I usually like this guy's takes. He's always kind of pissed off, which I love.
Nice.
So here he is.
I learned a lot about women. I think I learned exactly how the fall of man occurred in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and Adam said one day, "Wow, Eve, here we are at one with nature, at one with God. We'll never age, we'll never die. And all our dreams come true the instant that we have them." And Eve said, "Yeah, it's just not enough, is it?"
Wow. That's not funny.
I was just waiting for more.
Well, that was kind of his point.
Oh, God.
That's kind of what he was saying.
I mean,
I learned a lot about women.
That was kind of his point.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, it's a funny thing, man. Whenever a girl's like complaining about her period, I always be like, "Well, you guys are evil." You know, it's what happens.
I mean, they bleed for 7 days and don't die.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like soul snatching.
Yep.
Duh.
Okay. Go ahead and play your clip. I think you got the same one as me, but hopefully a longer one. You said. So
it's about 2.5 minutes.
Sweet. Let's check it out.
All right.
Have a great day, gang.
You too, hon.
You wouldn't know it, but a few months ago, anxiety and depression were ruining my life. I was struggling at work. Hey,
you need something, bud?
I was struggling as a father.
Gah! Come on, Andrew, you can't be bad at school and sports.
And struggling as a husband.
I'm so upset because my mom's doctor thinks that we should move her into an assisted living place.
That's awesome. I was at a real low point. That's when I talked to my doctor about a couple of beers. A couple of beers is a revolutionary medicine that treats anxiety and depression fast. And within minutes of taking it, I'm back to my old self.
Andrew! I love you, buddy. You're the best in the whole world.
And my confidence is through the roof.
What are you guys laughing at? How stupid you are? No!
Jay, you look freaking hot, man. You been doing like Pilates?
Excuse me?
Whoa, sorry. I'm just having a tough time adjusting to my new medication. So... the way it works is simple. A couple of beers quickly turns a cloudy, rainy day into a sunny one. It's that easy. Now I'm the me I want to be. And I'm not the only one who's noticed the change.
Cheryl's making me feel so bad for skipping her birthday trip, but it's like...
Hey. She's just jealous because you're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of beers is a clinically proven treatment for conditions like boredom, depression, winter, museum, hangovers, affair... and moderate to severe Italian wife. And if you miss a dose of a couple of beers, don't worry. You won't. Brother, you will never miss a dose. It's kind of thing, the only thing you really remember after a while is to take it. The most common side effect of a couple of beers is drowsiness. So you may want to ask your doctor about a little bump. The way a little bump works is simple. Once the drowsiness of a couple beers sets in, you simply take a little bump and let the medication do its thing.
Come on,
back for him.
Teach my kid how to swing.
So if you're ready to get your life back, talk to your doctor about a couple of beers, maybe even a little bump.
Honey, can you come sit down? We need to talk.
No, a couple of beers. What's the big deal? Calm down, God. Mom and Dad. What are you guys doing here?
Intervention.
I feel like that tattoo should be...
I got to find one of these guys' clips. He's so funny with, like... because someone sent me one of them, and I didn't want to play that one. I forget who did it, but he was talking about, in this one, throat tattoos. But this dude goes around and talks about, like... he does, like, the smasher pass with weird things. Like, oh. NFL moms... wives.
I seen one. It might be the same guy. I'm not sure. He did one with like wrestlers' wives.
Yes, that is him. So he does this cartoon one. And me and my cartoons. We'll play the cartoon one. You having a couple beers?
I am.
A couple of beers
gets me through the day.
Deal. God. All right. Here we go with
Ryan. You're looking good. You doing Pilates?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Just throwing that out there at the fucking work meeting. All right, here, check this out. Right. Actually, should we do the cartoons or should we do United States House Reps? We should do that. Smash or pass. Here we go.
All right, yeah.
Smash.
Smash. Double smash. And we're starting out hot, so let's really lock in here. Smash, without a question. 60 years old, 60 smashes. Smash. I don't know, something about her. Smash. Smash. Again, no upper lip, no problem. Smash. The OG GOAT. Really the reason why I got into politics in the first place and became a political smasher. Double smash. And we got to show off the GQ cover just so y'all really get what I'm saying here. Take Brown to Pound Town. Smash. You know this list is fire when she's the most questionable one, right? Smash. Yeah, for sure. Smash. Another one that belongs in the conversation. Fake eyelashes or not, smash. If this is your bestie, I'ma ice both of y'all like Gretzky. What'd they say?
Bleach blonde, bad built, butch body.
After all that, still a smash. Smash. Everybody says that she's the GOAT. What do y'all think? I say, God bless America. Smash. Smash.
Yeah, dude. I didn't realize there was that many attractive women in the fucking House of Representatives.
But. I didn't either. Not a big fan of AOC.
See, I think what it is, man, it's like she's definitely like just slightly above average looking.
Yeah, right? I don't know, like she's a type of woman back in the day, like you'd be at a bar or a club, you're 12 deep, you know, it, beers, drinks, whatever, and you look over and you're like, oh, that's kind of looking good, like nice butt, whatever, boobs, you know, because that's what you're thinking when you're fucking shit faced.
Yeah.
But when she smiles and like, it's like,
she's got some, yeah, her gum like, to tooth ratio is off. But no. That's why you always got to be mean to her so she's never smiling.
I guess.
And then it's fine. And then it's a smash. No, I just think it's funny, dude. And like, just all these like little things that dude does. His thing is soy sauce sports. That's the.
Okay. It was funny because I came home and you were running late and what have you. And I was sitting here, had everything uploaded, and I was on TikTok. And the wrestling wives came on, and it was that dude. And he's just like, oh, smash. Yeah. Smash. Well, back in the day, like he came across the Undertaker's wife, and he's like, going to have to pass. It's kind of looking leathery.
Yeah.
Like a leather purse.
Well, we'll throw this NFL Moms one on, and I'll try and say the names before he says if it's a smash or pass. I should have done that, but I remember that when we were looking at some video and we saw that Paulina girl come up, we were like, oh shit, she is much more attractive than like AOC or any of these other girls. She just kind of flies under the radar.
Oh, that the one at the end.
Yeah, the Mexican chick.
Yeah, out of Florida.
Florida, yeah. Okay, so yeah, this NFL Moms one. I'm gonna try and say the names of the people. Here we go.
Smash.
Patrick Mahomes.
Pass.
Joe Burrow.
Arguably the Jayden GOAT. Daniels. Respectfully, she didn't have to do all that. Double smash. Pass.
Jalen Hurts.
Smash.
Josh Allen.
That is literally Anthony Richardson. Pass. Pass.
Bo Nick.
Pass.
Brock Purdy.
No, you cannot speak to my manager.
Lamar Jackson.
Smash. Smash.
CJ.
On some teacher shit? Yeah. But hold on. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence's mom for the glow up. Smash. He looks good, but for some reason, pass. Pass. But she looks fine. Yeah, I would. Smash.
To attack a violin.
I was actually really shocked at this. Jared Goff has been in the league for a long time. Smash. Pass, but I feel like she's about whatever. I kind of expected better. Don't know why. That being said, smash.
Caleb Williams.
Another one where I just expected better. But pass.
Bryce Young.
I'm not going to lie. She looks like she will slash your tires, ruin your life, and be super crazy. Smash. It's called Kyler karma. Murray. You can blame Zach Wilson for this video. Smash. Smash.
Yeah. It's just like that's the shit that I wish I would have thought of, like that fun content that you could just do every day. You know what I mean? That is that's good stuff right there.
Because you could find anybody. You could do any job, career field.
Yeah, and be like, well, he did the cartoon characters and like
play it. Fuck it. Play it.
Those were valid ones too. Yeah, dude. I love the cartoon one. All right, here we go.
Smash.
Lois Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Smash.
No.
Pass. Yeah. I feel like it's just pass. Bland and boring. Smash this version. Honestly, pass on this version. This is one of the biggest downgrades in human history. Smash with protection. Playing with fire. Respectfully.
Just
correct. Smash.
Miss Square Band.
Pass. Smash, but I would be a little bit more excited make Betty's bedrock, to be honest with you, because she was always the one, in my opinion. Yeah. Gonna make a lot of y'all mad. Honestly, this is a pass for me. I don't see the hype, to be honest with y'all.
Trudy!
Double smash. And what I really mean by double smash is double smash for her, but also we're smashing the best friend on the block, too. Pass. And she's not ugly, but I just know Mr. Neutron ain't hitting it right, so it's like she'll get way too attached. It's gonna come with too many problems. It's a pass. Double smash. And whoever made and designed this cartoon, they knew what they were doing, okay? This is a smash as well. Whoever drawed this character is solely responsible for this list. This is the GOAT. Hit her through the headboard. Smash.
Fucking Miss Incredible.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's better to read the names or not, you know, because I feel like it's kind of interrupting his stuff, so I just stopped.
Smash. Pass.
Yeah, dude, and you can tell that dude likes black girls, because every black girl on there that's not, like, horribly ugly, he's like, smash.
Yeah. Sure. The one I saw, he brought up Stone Cold Steve Austin's wife, and he's like, I'd smash, and if you smash it, give me a... Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah. Dude, I remember his daughter was real hot. Hulk.
I said Stone Cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sounded like fucking Hulk Hogan right there, though.
No, I said, he said, if you smash Stone Cold's wife, give me, oh, hell yeah!
Oh, okay. You gotta fucking crush some beers while you're doing it, too. Yeah.
Pour them over your head. Should we get into the cut of the week?
Let's do it.
All right.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Big fat stinking cunt.
What you got?
I'm going with the Portland guy that stole the house and just told everyone exactly how to do it.
All right. I'm going with the New York school board.
Yeah. Valid.
Or, actually, I think we could probably come across equally as a Pisces and say Zelensky's a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, we did mention Zelensky. He's definitely more of a cunt than the guy that taught people how to steal houses.
True.
For sure. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's our honorary cunt, and then we have, you know, our own individuals.
Yeah. So, anyway, God, I love looking at your eyes. Every fucking... anyway, sponsors this show are PeerPetWellness.com. Enter DWP or Ghost at checkout. That's DWP or Ghost at checkout at PeerPetWellness.com, and you get your own personal line of pet CBD, okay? And you can use it on yourself. Everything's human grade, FDA approved. I know they probably don't promote that part, but Nico and his family make a great product. So that's PeerPetWellness.com. Go on their website, pick out something you want. It helps with anxiety, joint pain. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. I use it on myself now and again, and I know Ryan does too. So enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. If you want a shirt, go over to DangerousWorldPodcast.com. Get one of our cunt shirts. We have two. Trying to get Ryan to make another one. It's a Pisces thing. The creative process takes time.
Are you trying to do the It's a Pisces thing shirt or the Transformers one or the pony?
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying it's a Pisces thing because we take our time getting there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But we could do it's cunt. It's a Pisces thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, take it from me too, the guy that still has your Christmas gift here, and I'm just like, for some reason I just can't get to the post office. I don't know what it is.
I've been looking for that since December 25th.
I know, and it's going to get to you by fucking your birthday probably.
I'll say July, at least mid-July.
No, I just need to remember, dude. Like, I just forgot. After a certain amount of time, you just forget. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm the same way. Right, I'm the same way. I don't hold it against you like I do my dick.
Yeah. Well, I like that.
I know. But anyway, go to Dangerous.
Your little pickle that'll ask
my
you
little pickle. Oh, I give good back rubs.
No, it was back rubs that are just back rubs. Because when you rub a girl's back and you're trying to fuck, you say, hey, let me give you a massage, and then it turns into more than a massage.
Oh, gotcha. Back rub is just a back rub. But anyway, DangerousWorldPodcast.com. Go get a shirt. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme and the G.I. Joe theme. If you want to support us in other ways, go over to patreon.com, enter either My Third Eye Podcast or Dangerous World Podcast. That's Dangerous World Podcast or My Third Eye Podcast. Sign up for your tier. Ryan puts the videos out over there. I don't because We go live on my X. You can just go back and watch it there. Not everybody has X, and some people want to support through Patreon. So patreon.com, sign up for one of our tiers. Ryan, did I miss anything?
I mean, we're a lip above, but I do also want to shout out anyone that does subscribe to our Patreons, because, you know, we don't put out the most content, but some people do just like feel like they want to support, mm-hmm. whether it's the stuff that they've, you know, heard on the show in the past or whatever. So there's like, you know, basically whoever's, you know, supporting me on Patreon now, they're like super hardcore supporters at this point.
Yeah.
So I really do appreciate you guys. I understand if you got to cancel, no hard feelings, but I do appreciate those, that little bit of money, because there was a lot of fucking effort that went into this show. And, you know, not these cunt episodes, but
right.
you know,
the old version. These are easy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can still go back, listen to all the full episodes online. And, you know, there's still some value there if you haven't heard them, if you want to hear them again. But yeah, it's something that it doesn't go unnoticed for me, the people that continue to support on Patreon. So thank you.
Absolutely. Same here with me. I can't thank you enough. It's a little bit, means a lot of it. And, on that note, oh, I burped.
Lovely.
Mm.
Lovely accent.
That's called a mouth fart, I think.
A mouth fart? You fart out of your mouth?
Have you ever queefed out your mouth?
Would it be the same thing? Or yeah. Is it just like a...
Yeah, probably. Sound? I think it probably would be the same thing. So, like, they do call them pussy farts. So, on that note...
A queef would be out of your nose, I feel like.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
Yeah, probably so. I don't know. All right. So on that note, you crazy motherfuckers, thanks for tuning in on the live and listening to us every week. And on that, we will see you next time.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no globe? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.